Welcome to the Two Bops Podcast. Two everyday guys talking about everyday stuff, like their latest tech obsessions, sports, current events, and more. And now, the two people who are recipients of the most eye rolls in history. Please welcome the Two Bops.
Hi, welcome to the Two Bops. My name is Rob.
And I'm Robert, and this is episode 6, recorded on Sunday, February 12th, 2017.
It's nice to be recording on a Sunday again. Last week kind of messed me up a little bit.
It was rough, definitely trying to get, you know, things moved around, and in my head I've got this clock ticking to say, okay, the show's going to be up by this point, and you know, the time it's usually up, we were, you know, not even recording yet, but it all worked out.
Yeah, I was impressed though. We got it up. I think it was the next morning after we recorded it, so we raced through that pretty good. Well, I should say you raced through that because you're the one that that puts all the finishing touches, and you know, God knows I needed them last week. That Dragon's Milk, the bourbon stout that I had last week, hit me like a ton of bricks. So if you happen to listen to the episode 5, you know, about 20-25 minutes in, Rob started getting a little bit shaky, so definitely the editing helped.
You know, we talked about, I think, mostly in the first episode, and we haven't done it a whole lot since then, but you know, we are kind of learning this as we go along, and certainly every week brings a new either challenge or something else that we can use as a stepping stone to the next episode. So everybody that's there out there listening and podcast land, please stick with us, and I think we're continuing to get better each week.
Sharing is caring, Robert.
Absolutely. Yeah. Anybody that's out there listening, definitely share it with your friends. And
I was supposed to say that. I put my name next to it.
God damn it. All right. Sharing is caring.
Sharing is caring. You know, please share with the show with your friends. We'd greatly appreciate it if you would subscribe, rate the show on iTunes, since this helps us with getting the word out about the Two Bobs. Please let us know what you thought about the episode. You know, really, we welcome any ideas for future shows as well. You know, so any feedback is good feedback. See thetwobobs.com for the rest of our contact information.
Yes, and if we do have a listener line that you can call in if you want to leave us a voicemail for possible use in a future show, that number is 530-882-BOBS. And it's just a voicemail. Neither of us will pick up, so you won't feel like you're on the spot. But leave us a message, and we'd like to have you on the show sometime. And that's definitely the way to do it.
What's that? How do you type that into your jitterbug, though, for our elderly listeners?
Oh, that's true. There are a few people out there still struggling with that. That's 530-882-2627.
I'm going to start getting
to hear from you.
I'm going to start getting angry if people aren't calling in, Robert.
I know. We're going to have to start finding some celebrities in the areas to be able to call in to entice people to be a part of that.
Can we get Donald?
Maybe giveaways or something.
Can we get Donald Trump, do you think, to call in?
Working on it. Need to work a little harder on it, but we're working on it.
Yes. So
being here in the D.C. area does have its privileges.
See, I'm far away. I feel like I am at an advantage, though, because I am further away. He can do less harm.
Well,
I'm almost in Canada. I mean, you know,
that's true.
Give me 45 minutes. I'll be in Canada. He can do whatever he wants then.
You step out your front door, you're in the U.S. You step out your back door, you're in Canada.
I can smell the Canadian air outside of my my front door. Mm. So
it's clean over there.
It is. It's a fresh air. We can see the northern lights, aurora borealis, as the scientists call it. No, we're not that far north.
No, I didn't think so.
No,
I mean, it's like a haze.
A couple hours.
Those are the water treatment plants in Flint we're seeing the glow from.
the bright green glow. Oh,
that's
man.
Right. Speaking of bright green, speaking of stuttering this early into the show.
I remember my first time talking. It's okay.
Speaking of a bright green glow, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking from Great Lakes Brewing Company. I think they're out of Cleveland, I think. Cleveland. The Edmund Fitzgerald Porter, which is a pretty tasty brew. This is the first time I've had this, and I'm enjoying it so far. In case you didn't know, the Edmund Fitzgerald was a ship that actually sank. It was a freighter that sank in 1975-ish, I want to say, in Lake Superior. Yep. I wasn't around for it. I think you were, though. And
Just an infant.
You may not remember it, but I know you were around for it. They pulled that out of the water at some point, and now it's a museum. I've been to the museum. It's very nice. How about you?
Well, I was never very good at geography, so I'm drinking my Great Lakes thinking, hey, I'm drinking a beer from Michigan that's from Ohio, so can't taste the difference. But mine is a Great Lakes Brewing Company, Commodore Perry India Pale Ale. And Commodore Perry was a United States Navy commander back in the War of 1812 and the Mexican-American War. He actually helped establish the curriculum at the United States Naval Academy, which I would assume the one that they mean in Annapolis, which is not too far from here either. So big Navy following around this area. So that was pretty cool. But no, this is good. It's an India Pale Ale, which we've talked about in the past. It's not your cup of beer, but it is mine, and this is one I will drink again.
You know, I never thought that drinking beer would give us an opportunity to educate people on history.
Well, you know, sometimes there's beers that I get. Like one of my favorites is called Raging Bitch. And I'm thinking about that, you know, thinking, okay, well, you know, this is somebody who created this and the name. They were just angry at somebody. So they're going, you know what, I'm going to name this after Sally because she's a raging bitch. And these actually had a name. So, I mean, it made me curious just to see what the names were. So,
and what's funny
probably
is
not that interesting to anybody, but I thought it was cool. Yeah.
Talk about synergy, though. I mean, both of us went out and bought Great Lakes Brewing Company beers. I thought it was just, you know, I went to Meijer and bought my beer this week, and there were only... In case you don't know what Meijer is a grocery and shopping chain here that's based out of Grand Rapids, Michigan, and they're kind of regional. But, you know, they have some beer, not a ton, but I kind of did like the create your own six pack, and I pulled whatever I saw off the shelf that wasn't, you know, like an IPA, and this is one of them that I ended up with. So it's funny that we were both drinking those. We didn't plan it that way, though.
No, we did pull our own, and thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah. So are we both doing the same thing for Valentine's Day then? My plan is to work all day, then come home and veg out on the couch eating pizza. How about you?
We might do something, but I think a pizza is probably the same thing we'll be doing. But, you know, it's tough being a guy on Valentine's Day because I think there's so much pressure into, you know, what we're going to give and what we're going to do. And, you know, at least for me anyway, that it's something that, you know, I spend a lot of time thinking about what I'm going to do and, you know, how elaborate does it have to be. But luckily, you know, Melissa's not, you know, expecting that I do a whole bunch of stuff because she knows that there's more to it than just what I'm going to hand over to her that night.
Yeah, I think I more or less think that, you know, for the meaning of Valentine's Day, we kind of spread it throughout the year in bits and pieces. So, you know, I don't necessarily, we're not the people that are going to make a big deal out of Valentine's Day or Sweetest Day or anything like that, or Christmas, or I'm just kidding. Right. Christmas, we obviously make a big deal of, but, you know, I don't know. I feel like it means more to just to kind of show, you know, tokens of affection, show that you care throughout the year kind of spontaneously versus I'm going to send you flowers today because it's Valentine's Day and that's what we do. I mean, you know, that being said, I'm going to be weeding through the cards at CVS next to my office on Tuesday with all the other guys that waited like I did. But, you know, I kind of feel like, I don't know, it's overrated.
Well, that's the hardest part is you're standing there and you're trying to get through and it's like waiting in line at Christmas time, you know, to buy the stuff that you needed to at the last minute. There's always a bunch of guys that are standing there and trying to get, you know, through each other, and you're standing shoulder to shoulder to pick these cards, you know, the five that are left. And then, you know, you look for some sort of gift, and, you know, there's usually either this really tiny bear with their, you know, crossed eyes, or there's a giant one that's, you know, $75 and a few boxes of chocolates left. And, you know, you gotta find some way. But luckily, there's places around here that have good flowers. And, you know, like you, I try to give flowers, you know, just kind of at random times. So
it means more.
Know, this is a nice, it's a nice day to do it, just to show a little bit extra. But, you know, I think if you do your job the rest of the year, you don't have as much pressure this time of year.
Yeah, I think it's the people who don't do anything that kind of have to like catch up.
Yeah, you kind of have to make it up, and then, you know, none of the cards, you know, cards or any of that stuff make any sense. It's like, well, this will be good enough. But, you know, again, do your work the rest of the year, and then this day is a little bit easier for you.
Yep.
You know, one thing too with Valentine's Day that makes it, you know, I guess special and tough at the same time is that our anniversary is around Valentine's Day. So we have, and we didn't really plan it that way. It just happened to be, it was near a day. We had an extra day off. So when we were going to be going on our honeymoon. We had time to take off without using as many days. So it kind of becomes like a celebration week. So they all get lumped in together. And we still try to treat it separately like you're supposed to. But our anniversary and Valentine's Day being so close together that, you know, there's a little bit extra pressure there for both of us. I won't fall on the sword for myself on that one.
Yeah, but at the same time, do you feel like it's more pressure because there's two things there? But do you feel like it would be it's less pressure than if they were separate as two further apart things?
You can do it all in one shot. All in one shopping trip.
Yeah, two for one. Kill two birds, one stone.
Yeah, but you want it to be you want it to be special in its own way.
Sure.
So, you know, make sure the card doesn't look the same, and we kind of make it a week. You know, we go to, like this weekend, we went to the school where we graduated from college, and they had their homecoming week, and we went to the basketball game there, and we did the same thing right after we got married. It happened to be that same day. So we usually do that. We do dinner, and it's kind of a, it is allowed to be, because we're adults, it is allowed to be something where we celebrate it at the same time over a couple of days. I did see that speaking of pizza, that Domino's will be having a special heart-shaped pizza for Valentine's Day. So would that be the pizza you'll be ordering? You'll be doing the heart-shaped one, or you just, whatever it is. You don't care if it's round?
No, I don't really care what, what shape it is. They can make it, round, square, give me some dough with some sauce, cheese, pepperoni. I'm good to go. I don't know if we necessarily need the pizza-shaped, the heart-shaped pizza. We'll be getting pizza though. And I'm not a big fan of Domino's anyway. Sorry, Domino's.
Yeah. They're, in a pinch, they're good. There's a Pizza Hut right across the street from here that does take out. They don't have the sit down, the one right here, but, they usually have good deals. So we'll grab that, but the heart shape's kind of cool. And so Domino's is also offering, and I don't know what's going on over there. Maybe they've got some new people, but they now have a wedding registry. So, when you're going out and registering for your crystal, you can head over to Domino's and register for, pizza and breadsticks and all that. So,
is this for real though?
It is for real. I saw a couple of different places about it this week, and I had to laugh. I'm sure it's cool, and there'll be people that do it. Maybe if there are parties or something like that afterwards. Yeah. But, it's one of those things. A lot of times, it makes me, having a marketing background, it always makes me think that there's somebody new in there, and they're trying to figure out what they can do to separate themselves from every other pizza. Yeah, every other pizza. And get the news out. I mean, even if you don't do the heart-shaped pizza, or even if you don't do the registry, you have Domino's in the front of your mind and think, okay, well, I'll order a pizza. And, maybe it gets them a couple extra sales, even if it's not specific to what they're doing. But
see, here's the thing with me. I think it's trashy to have a pizza wedding registry. At the same time, though, thinking back when we first got married, in a heartbeat, if somebody would actually buy me pizza for my wedding, it would probably have done way better than, half the overpriced kitchen appliances and stuff that are collecting dust inside of the cupboards that hardly ever get used. I mean, that pizza, I guarantee no pizza goes wasted in this house.
There's only so much toast you can eat. But yeah, we definitely eat a ton of pizza. And like we've talked about in the past, our boys, my oldest is, my son's the same as your oldest, and he can eat pizza pretty much, every night for dinner if we let him. But anyhow, now, the other pizza that I saw was kind of funny this week was KFC. And so far it's only overseas, but the way the United States is, it'll be over here soon enough. But KFC is offering a fried chicken crust pizza. I like chicken. I like pizza, but I don't think that I can get into a pizza that has fried chicken as a crust.
I'll try it once, at least once. Maybe I'll love it. I'll probably vomit and then want to eat some more because I'll have room in my stomach.
That's how I felt about the Taco Bell breakfast. I never ended up getting any, and we had these big plans that morning to go get the Taco Bell for breakfast, and
so good.
They were actually out, and the lines were crazy, so we never did, and I haven't been back, and that's probably been 2-3 years now.
They have Cinnabon balls that you can get with the breakfast.
Yeah, I don't even know what it is now, but there was some, breakfast taco or something like that.
They have the breakfast crunch wrap.
Yeah.
It's pretty
the waffle one. It's got the waffle shell.
I've never
had that one. With the sausage and And so it was a taco, but the shell was a waffle.
Sure, I'll take
one. So it had, you know, like the sweet and savory with the sausage in it and syrup and all that stuff.
McDonald's does that. They have the McGriddles, which are, you know, basically a sandwich made out of pancakes. And
No, I never had one.
Yeah, they're delicious. I'm ashamed to say I have had them a few times, but yeah, they are delicious.
That's all right.
I don't know, but, you know, back to the KFC, the fried chicken pizza, I look at it like fried chicken, good. Pizza, good. Yeah. Again, I'm up for it. I'll try it one time if it ever comes to the U.S. We'll let the Asians experiment with it first, and then we'll, you know, once it comes over here, as long as Trump allows it, I'll try it once.
If the chicken pizza can get through the wall, then we'll try it. Now, the other hang-up I have is that it's KFC.
I'd have them flinging it over the wall.
Yeah. Now, are you a KFC fan? Do you have Popeyes up there?
We haven't, we've talked
about a lot of stuff, but... I don't know if we've ever gotten into the preferences of the fried chicken, but Popeyes is one that's down here. They're Louisiana style, and they have a spicy that's just amazing. But I don't know that I can eat KFC anymore, so I probably would leave it away from my pizza and let you tell me how it tastes.
KFC, and I'd be happy to do that for you, Robert, as a friend. KFC is one of those, like, if you're just starving and you're short on time and you're driving by and you're like, oh, there's KFC right there. I'll stop it and eat, you know, and grab something. That's when you go to KFC. Do I go out of my way and pass other chicken restaurants that are better to get to KFC? Absolutely not. Do you guys have Chicken Shack down there?
No Chicken Shack.
Chicken Shack's pretty good. They have these potato wedges, and they just drown them in butter. They're swimming in butter when you get them. They're delicious.
Now, see, that's a whole other topic. We could, you know, either stay for a rainy day or not, but I like... I'm more of a, and I had some today. They were really good. I had I'm more of a shoestring fry. I like the thinner, the crispier type, but the big, like, potatoey. And I know they're potatoes, and they probably should taste like potatoes, but I don't want my French fries tasting like potatoes. No big thick wedges.
Let me just tell you this. I mean, cutting up a potato into slices and eating it is not the same thing as eating potato chips. There's certainly a difference there. But that's for another time.
Right.
Back to Valentine's Day.
Potatoes were nowhere anywhere on our show notes, just for those, you know, keeping track
of. You know what? We looked at the show notes and piss on the show notes for today. Let's just
throw them up in the air and say, yeah.
Who really cares? Who really cares? But Valentine's Day. So we're married. We are with...
Well, not together. Even though if you watched our video today, we are not married together. And I specifically picked one that did not show us in any sort of, you know, let's get it on. And I made sure to leave it out of that. And I figured just the two of us was good.
Yeah, keep Barry White out of it. Is it Barry White?
If you haven't seen... I don't know. Sounds like Teddy Pendergrass or something. But anyhow, I if you haven't seen the video, it's on our Facebook page. And we posted it on Twitter. And there's a link to it on Instagram anyway. But it's kind of funny.
My favorite was the part where we were in the frying pan and you were the eggs and I was the bacon.
I'm a big peanut butter and jelly fan, so I enjoyed the peanut butter and jelly part. No, I think that was probably towards the beginning.
Yeah.
Maybe it was just my lack of attention span there that didn't give me that much farther. But the ketchup and mustard, there was a lot of good stuff in there.
At the end, you tipped me upside down and wrote Happy Valentine's Day with me. That was nice.
It was more of a partnership Valentine's present than a romantic one, so I hope you appreciate
that. Yes, but we are both married to women, separately women. Correct. We're not in Utah. Not everybody has the opportunity or the pleasure to be with somebody else during the Valentine's Day season.
That's right.
Which is why there's Singles Awareness Day.
That's right. Sad.
Is it sad, though? I don't know. I'm reading some of these things here, and I don't know. It's like... things you can do on Valentine's Day when you're single. Whatever the fuck you want. Like, I don't know.
Well, it's funny. I mean, I think there's right now a big emphasis on people. You know, there's so much of an emphasis, like we talked about earlier, where it's this, you know, Hallmark holiday kind of thing that... There's so much of an emphasis on that there are a lot of people out there, and I have friends at work and various people that I know that have never been married, don't want to be married, and, you know, they deserve to have a specific day that they can enjoy as well. And you really kind of see in that shift in there, and you mentioned earlier before we got on here that, you know, watching The Office and they had a, you know, a Singles Awareness Day kind of party that, you know, there's a lot of people out there that, you know, in the past, I think, have been made to feel bad that they didn't have anybody to share it with as a romantic type day, that, you know, there's definitely more out there and more people out there that, you know, that would like to have something to celebrate as well.
Yes, there are things that you can do as a single person on Valentine's Day. Actually, Dairy Queen, I don't know if you heard about this, Dairy Queen is offering special singles blizzards on Valentine's Day. They're actually they're salted caramel truffles, Reese's peanut butter cups, and peanut butter topping.
Oh, see, I would eat that anyway, and I would, but I would buy two.
Yeah, absolutely. I just have somebody to share it with. I'd eat that. I mean, truffles. You had me at truffles.
Were you going to put it in dry ice and ship it to me like I was going to do to you?
Absolutely, because we don't both live probably 5 minutes from a Dairy Queen, right?
That's right. We couldn't get our own.
I can go either direction from my house. I will pass the Dairy Queen within 5 minutes. I live in the Midwest. We love our ice cream here.
Yeah. No, there's definitely plenty to do at the Dairy Queen. So yeah, we've got a bunch around here as well. And the other thing that I saw, and this guy is pretty ingenious, but he created his own app to, was kind of like a Tinder, you know, knockoff, but he created his own app to be able to get women to, you know, I don't know whether it's swipe right, swipe left, whatever it is. I would assume swipe right. And the only person that they end up with is, ba-dum-bum, it's him.
That's awesome. This guy's a genius. So in other words, what you're saying is he created a Tinder app where he's the only match. He's the only guy on that app. That's hilarious.
Yeah. He's been pushing us, or earlier today, he's been pushing to try to get his app and actually come on to various show and high level shows. It's not like he's trying to, you know, get on, you know, Dr. Phil with the Catch Me Outside girl, but he's trying to get on Ellen, Jimmy Kimmel, James Corbin, you know, a lot of those big shows to be able to push this app. And, you know, going through and doing some more research on him, and when I initially saw it, I thought, you know, that's pretty ingenious. But one, you know, after we've been doing this, how do you get the word out? But basically so far what he's saying, he's got, you know, 100 or so people that have, you know, swiped over and found just him. So I'm not quite sure I buy into that, but it's still pretty ingenious.
Yeah, his name is, I'm looking at the, I pulled up the link here, and it says, his name is Shed, I don't know, I'm going to mess this up, Shed Saimov, and it's called Shinder, which I think is kind of fun. You know, there's a couple other things he's done that are kind of funny. It says, he's kind of known for stunts, but one thing he had a book called What Every Man Thinks About Apart from Sex, and it's just 200 blank pages. And there's another one called 50 Shades.
You know, he sold a bunch of those.
Yeah, there's one called 50 Shades of Grey, which also contains 200 blank pages, except they go from light to dark gray throughout the entire book. So, kind of funny.
He's an idea guy.
He is. And, you know, he's a guy that wants to kind of make his name known, you know, with that kind of cheesy humor, which I buy it. I love that humor. So, good for him.
Oh, for sure.
I hope he finds this is right.
Well, the thing is, he's going to keep coming up with a bunch of different things and then hoping something sticks that, you know, really, really makes him, I mean, obviously he's getting closer to famous, but really makes him rich, which, you know, whether he needs it or not, I don't know. But it makes me a little bit skeptical to figure out how he's getting the word out and pushing this and then somehow ending up with people, one, signing up, and then two, actually using the app rather than using an app like Tinder. I guess maybe they're just trying to figure out the new ones have less creepy people on them.
I think he's probably getting some people who, just because they're hearing about the app, are going to download the app and then swipe right just to see what happens. Like, is he going to, like, I think the way Tinder works is if you, and I've never used it, you know, this, so everybody knows. I think the way it works is if both people swipe right, then you're both saying you're interested. Right. And then I think it, like, pairs you together, and then I think you can talk to each other then. Over text. So I think probably they're just saying, well, I wonder what happens if I swipe right, or however his app works, if he's going to be messaging me or anything like that. So I think probably more non-serious people are probably just downloading just to see what happens.
Sure.
One question I do have for you.
Yes.
Again, you know,
I haven't used it either.
Valentine.
I was notably silent during that, but no, I have not used it. Okay. If that's what you're going to ask.
No. I figure.
Melissa's upstairs asking right now. I can hear it, even though she doesn't know what we're talking about. In my head, I can hear her asking.
No, I mean, I've been married for, you know, 10 and a half, going on 11 years. Tinder, smartphones weren't a thing when I got married, let alone the Tinder app. So, you know, I'm in the green with that. But let's say, hypothetically, let's say you are single and it is Valentine's Day. So what are you doing? What are you doing on Valentine's Day if you're a single guy, Robert?
I mean, a single guy, you know, according to some of the things that I've read. So, you know, like I said, we said earlier that there are lots of things that people can do. There's having a movie marathon featuring your celebrity crush. This one I thought was kind of silly. It was babysit for a couple that never gets a night out.
I'm not giving back. I don't feel sorry for the people who are with somebody. If I'm the single guy, I don't feel sorry for the people that are actually with somebody and just never get to get out. Like, go pay a babysitter. Right. I'm not doing
that. That's right. I'm going to do something for myself.
No charity work happening.
Yeah. Go on a shopping spree and take advantage of this holiday sales, although I don't know that there really are any sales except for, you know, afterwards on all the leftover candy that didn't get bought. And I can do a shopping spree any day of the year, so... Secret Santa like Valentine exchange with the other single friends. No, that's a little bit rough there. Pamper yourself at a spa. That's a good idea. Gather friends and play Tinder roulette. Go to a comedy show. There's definitely a lot of things that people can do that are looking for a date that, you know, don't have to be romantically, don't have to be romantically inclined.
I don't know. I'm married. If I were single, though, and it were Valentine's Day, I'd order pizza and veg out on the couch. Winning, already doing it. Cash me outside.
Cash me outside. How about that?
Have you seen the video of the guy who's dressed as Batman and says it to his kids?
The Bat Dad? Yeah. Yeah, you sent me that the other day, and we played it a couple times. We had to laugh at that, and we'll add that into the show notes, but... Yeah, he's good. I've seen him a couple times, and I went back later, and I followed him on Facebook and Instagram and all that to see some of the other videos, because the ones that I have seen in the past, and I obviously haven't seen all of them, but they've been really good. So I don't know how he came up with it, but it's definitely a fun thing to do as a dad and thinking about the pranks he does on the kids.
Oh, it's hilarious. He's hilarious. He's exactly my kind of guy.
Well, the funny thing was I was watching it, and I kind of envisioned either one of us doing the same sort of thing, And there's definitely some similarities there. We might be one of those things where we have to try to get him on here at some point.
That'd be awesome.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Get in my belly!
Pizza, pizza.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial.
Well, welcome back to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert. And this is Monday, February 13th, continuing on with episode 6.
Now that we've officially confused the hell out of everybody who's listening to this podcast, what happened last night? Why are we doing this on Monday all of a sudden? By the way, you look like you're wearing the same shirt you did yesterday, but we'll discuss that off of the radio here. But
I didn't want to throw you off too much, so I went ahead and I'm wearing the exact same thing, to the same white T-shirt, no pants, just a blanket over my lap. That way at least would feel like we're still here yesterday, but... I don't know. We had some crazy storms come through here last night, and we ended up without any power, and it flickered a couple times during the tail end that we were recording, and then eventually just shut down to where the entire neighborhood was pitch black. And I thought maybe it was just us, and you know, you joked that maybe I hadn't paid the bill, but no, that wasn't the case. The entire place was black, yeah. And I went outside and tried to send you a picture, but I mean, it seemed like the phone didn't even want to take a picture, so it was nuts.
I combed my hair the same way I did yesterday, just for you.
I noticed that. You parted it nowhere. Same here. Well, we do have a, we're going to kind of almost start it like a new show, but not quite the whole show, but we do have a new beer as well.
Absolutely. You know, you got to switch it up. You got to have a beer if you're recording the Two Bobs podcast. You know, that's, yes. It's a rule of ours.
That's 2 days in a row.
And on top of, I just, you know, wouldn't feel right drinking the same beer again. It was my only beer of that variety, so I got something different. So
what you got?
Today I have Dark Horse Brewery Raspberry Ale, and I know I've generally shied away from the ales, but this, it's a really, really good tasting beer. Dark Horse Brewery is out of Marshall, Michigan. Have no idea where that is, but they make a good beer. It's just an ale with raspberry added, and it's tasty. How about you?
It's funny you mention that, because one of the ones that I went through and pulling out of my build your own six pack was a raspberry one, And I had a grapefruit one in there as well that was very similar to what I had last week. So I skipped those. And the last one that I pulled up was actually very appropriate for what we talked about yesterday that people have already heard so far. But it's from a brewery here in Virginia called Star Hill. And this one is called The Love. And it's a wheat beer. And I have it, knowing that pitchers and catchers report tomorrow for the Nationals, I have it in my frozen Nationals pint glass. So this is very good. And I've had a lot of Star Hill beers in the past. And this one is one that I haven't had, but I like it a lot. So hoping to get down there at some point and see how they make these. And maybe they'll be making some more.
Where do the Nationals spring train? Where are you? Where do they go for spring training?
They're in Florida. They've built a new facility down there. I'm not sure exactly where it is, but they are down in Florida. The Tigers play out there in, what, Arizona?
No, they're in Florida, too, in Lakeland.
Okay. Okay. So probably not that far away. They're probably, you know, hitting the same Chili's after all the practices.
Yeah, we've been to Lakeland, Florida, and it was, you know, it was during the Tiger season, so obviously they weren't there, but it was kind of cool to drive by and see Joker Merchant Stadium, which is where they play their exhibition games, and it would be cool to be down there for one of the exhibition games, but it's nice to be up here as well when they actually start the season up.
Yeah, the Nationals have been sending out emails about, you know, getting down there, and if I live closer, it'd be nice. Or if I had time off, I'd like to go down. And I've even thought about taking my son down, maybe in another, you know, a year or two when he's a little bit older and can appreciate it more. And, you know, he's not just there for a pretzel. But yeah, I'm excited for the season to start and won't be much longer. And, you know, ready. Let's go Nats.
Let's go Tigers. Wouldn't it be awesome, Robert, to see a Tigers Nationals World Series? Just saying.
That would be fun. It's
possible because, you know, we're AL, you're NL. I'm just saying.
That's right. Well, you know, at first I would think, you know, it might put a strain on our relationship, but nah, I wouldn't. Sports for me, you know, everybody after the Packers lost were, you know, how are you feeling? And you know what? I love sports. I love the Packers. I love the Nationals. But, you know, if they lose, you know, I have a little bit of time. I allow myself to grieve over it. But, you know, there's so much more going on in life that I don't have time to worry about getting upset about a football or baseball game. So I'd be up for that. And, you know, we'd go together, I would hope.
Yeah. I mean, I would absolutely do that. You know, it sucks for a minute, but then, you know, you live on it's you move on. It's at the end of the day, it's sports, right?
That's right. Well, I'll let you hold the trophy.
That'd be nice. Oh, funny, by the way.
No problem.
I caught what you were pitching there.
Well, that's good. That's good. I was doing my not so subtle. But, you know, funny thing happened today. You know, we were talking a lot about different things that we could do for Valentine's Day. And, you know, in listening to it today as I was putting some of the pieces together, I was, you know, kind of seeing how I was moaning and groaning about how guys have it tough and, you know, trying to do the right thing for Valentine's Day and how we treat it. But I got the pretty awesome surprise today in a meeting, and I got a page over the intercom, just, you know, call up to the front desk. And I go up there, and actually when she was talking to me, I said, oh, you know, is it flowers or did I get a delivery? And, you know, just being stupid. And, funny thing is I get up there and there's this giant, probably 7 foot tall balloon sculpture of, you know, 8 or 9 balloons that are just blown up there for me. So, Melissa went above and beyond what I had expected and totally surprised me. And, it was fun having people come by and ask, you know, who they were really for, you know, knowing that they weren't for me. But it was too cool. So I sent you a picture of it and kind of had to chuckle after our discussion yesterday.
You know, you could come up with a lot of stories where you got those balloons too, though, just to mess with your coworkers.
Well, a couple of them thought it was from, there's a friend of mine there that's, he's another Packers fan. There's three of us. And, we're always, you know, we have a good time, but then, you know, every now and then, of course, I'll do something, you know, that upsets him. And so we've been broken up for a little while. So last year when that happened, we both ended up with flowers and like cards on our desk, and we each thought the other one did it, but it turns out it was their, you know, girlfriends or whatever it is that did it to try to patch us back up. So this was one where they figured, his name is Tom. They said, oh, did Tom give you those? And, you know, I found out my wife did it, and they're like, wow, she, you know, I guess she does like you, you know. So it was a good time.
Good opportunity for me to tell Kelly to take note as well.
Well, you know, that's another reason for bringing this up now, hoping that she'll see that her lagging is, and, you know, she's got a little bit of time from the time she hears this in the morning to the time you get home, you know, to do a little something special for somebody who's been working so hard for the family.
That's right.
You know, providing as it may be.
That's right. Bills aren't going to pay them. The electric bill's not going to pay itself, as you found out the hard way.
That's right. That's right. Well, you know, my CFO was supposed to cover that for me, and he didn't.
Listen, you tell me how much money you need, and I send it to you. That's how this works.
Yeah, you know, with all this stuff I have to plug in and charge, we use a lot of electricity around here, as you probably do as well.
Yeah, with my microphone and headphones and monitor, and literally that's it.
Hey, did you see Saturday Night Live this weekend with Alec Baldwin and his stuff? And, of course, Melissa McCarthy was on there, and I was disappointed that Rosie wasn't on, but it was pretty funny. Did you see it?
I saw the clips, and, first off, Melissa McCarthy was just absolutely hilarious playing, what's-his-face, the White House speaker.
Spicy.
My favorite part was when she actually tried to attack somebody with the podium.
Yeah, she did that last week, and then this week hers, it was like remote control, where she didn't have to pick it up this time. It was actually almost like on a Segway, and she hit the controller, and she just drove forward straight right into them.
Oh, I missed last week's then.
Oh, all right, man. It was
I'll
it
go
was
back
good.
And watch it. I'll go back,
yeah, go
and,
back
watch
and watch it. But the funny thing about it was where I was getting to this was there's a news article that there's a newspaper in the Dominican Republic that, you know, was doing an article about Trump, and they actually used a picture of Alec Baldwin instead of Donald Trump.
I saw that. I'm looking at the picture right now, and that's funny. I mean,
it's one of his like squinty face pictures where he's doing an exaggerated, almost caricature, you know, impression of him, and that's the picture that they used.
I mean, I appreciate it though at the same time, but I mean, it's a Dominican newspaper, so I get it. They don't, you know, they're not used to looking at his mug probably as often as we have to, or as we voted to look at it here.
We all look the same, evidently.
Exactly. But just the fact that they use this just absolutely terrible picture that is Alec Baldwin trying to look stupid as looking as being Donald Trump was really funny. And what's even funnier is just like the Twitter remarks that followed. I mean, really, the Twitter community, you got to love the Twitter community, because anytime anything kind of stupid like this happens, just the trolls just come out and play with it. And it's just really funny kind of seeing how people reacted to it and the jokes that they had and stuff like that.
Yeah, they don't let it go either. And it's just it's too funny to see, like you said, what their reactions are. And a lot of times those are funnier than, you know, what the article was or the initial quip was that, you know, I mean, Hillary had one the other day, and then people coming back at her. And I see that, J.K. Rowling is always going back and forth with somebody. But, you know, part of me wonders whether it's on purpose or whether they just, you know, like I said earlier, you know, they just think everybody looks the same. And, you know, did they pull a picture specifically of Alec Baldwin just to ruffle his feathers? Or, you know, was it just an honest mistake like we have, you know, around here quite a bit right now?
Yeah, I could go either way with that.
we'd have to find somebody and ask them.
You could also argue, though, that Alec Baldwin's a better looking dude than Donald Trump, too. So, you know,
by far.
So maybe they thought it was a good picture of him. They're like, hey, his hair actually looks like it's a little bit more in control than it normally is.
That's right. Now, there's definitely something to be said there.
So speaking of crazy stuff on social media, I have this article on the screen here from Ranker, and it is trashiest Facebook posts, which, you know, if we can go through these really quick and just make a comment, they're pretty funny.
Oh, yeah. I love them.
This program deals with themes of an adult nature and is intended for a mature audience.
So the first one here is, my doctor told me I need to have a talk with every person I slept with in the last 6 months. So if that's you, then text me and I'll get you a script to stop the itching.
Yeah, that's one of those where you just, you know what, just find the people. I mean, how many people does it have to be that you have to put a wide post out? You know, it's just contact them directly. Don't put that stuff out there.
Blast it out to 300 of your closest people that you might have slept with. You know, I'd do it like an email list, or maybe do like a blog about it. If I were at that level, I mean, there's easier ways to go about doing that.
I usually just put it out on Tinder, and I figure they're going to find me there.
Just swipe right 100 times.
Or Shinder, as we
Shinder.
Shinder.
Make your own app, Robert, that tells people that you have an STD, and whenever they download it, you can communicate with them that way.
Gotta love white T-shirts will be a prerequisite. Yeah, this next one here is my ex is my stepdad. And the picture here is a man and woman after they've been married, and the description says, "Mom got married to my ex today. Well, now my ex is my stepdad, FML." So F my life, so to speak. And that's a tough one too, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's straight out of like Oklahoma, right?
it would be somewhere, you know. That's a tough one. So I'd like to know the backstory for that.
All I know is I feel like that probably if that person were actually saying that with their, you know, audibly, there'd be a Southern twang to what they were saying. Just saying. Not to call any particular type of people out, but that seems like something that would happen down South.
Yeah. Now, if you saw them on Jerry Springer, they would be subtitled the entire show.
Number three, never wearing my tongue ring that says teaser. Can we say, I guess we can say, it's our podcast. I can say that, right?
I can always bleep it.
To the dentist again. Most awkward conversation ever. And in case Robert bleeps that.
Rhymes with rock.
Rock teaser.
Yeah, that's a tough one. You see those people, at least down here, you see them quite a bit where they're, you know, fumbling around with the thing, playing with it in line. You know, when most people are looking at their phones, they're flipping that thing around. So I didn't know that they could, you know, get words on them. I always figured it was just like a little ball, but that's a fun one.
Do you think it's shaped like one?
I don't know. I don't think you'd choke.
There's two little balls dangling from the bottom of it. All right, onward.
All right, this next one here is pay your tab. It says, "Attention, Misty, you were at," and it's redacted, "Sunday night and walked out on a $70 tab. I've tried messaging you and had tried having your friends text and contact you. It's clear you don't want to pay for the drinks you ordered carelessly while you knew you didn't have the money to pay for it and any of it. So due to your respect, I've decided to put you on blast. You have done this to a series of bars and we're done serving you. Thank you for making me pay the $70 of my hard-earned money for your shitty actions. Please feel free to remind her of her tab and share this status."
I like the comments at the bottom, though. It says, "Damn, grimy as F. Also have your child support card if you care to have it. Boom, Alexis dropping the hammer." I mean, apparently that's who actually who posted that. "Don't F with my money or my jobs ever."
Heard pump, that.
Pump the brakes. She put her tab on her child support card. Oh, man.
Classy.
Apparently she forgot her bridge card at home.
This next one's awesome. If you haven't pre-read this one, this one had me, I don't know, some people, I guess, is the only thing I could think.
All right, it says, "I'm 12 weeks pregnant, and I feel like I'm way too big already. My husband and I experimented with my horse, one drunk a night, around when you conceived. Is it possible I'm actually carrying a foal?" Is it a foal? A foal?
A foal.
A foal. "I'm so scared to go to ultrasound and them make me abort it, so... I'm pro-life 100%, even if it is a horse. No judging, especially if you live in Arkansas." First off, the fact that she's from Arkansas, I'm just saying. The fact that she thinks that a horse could... the fact that she experimented with a horse in the first place...
With her husband standing there with her.
Yeah, like it was...
And who knows? I mean, is he pregnant with a horse, too? That's what I'd like to know. Where's his picture?
You know... He posted the next day, I guess. But, we got to move on. It's going to get really bad if I keep talking about this one.
All right. Well, the title, which is actually pretty good, was Future Centaur Selfie.
Oh, yeah.
All right. This next one. This is hard to believe. Hard to believe this little guy was conceived 17 months ago in the bathroom stall at Red Robin.
Wow.
And that's a picture of a cute little boy with his bottle. And I love Red Robin. We didn't really get into it here in the discussion about pizza, but I'm a big hamburger guy. I don't know that I've ever seen, you know, two people go into the same bathroom stall like that, but I don't know. That's too TMI, as they say.
First off, if you're going to Red Robin, don't you probably already have kids with you?
Usually. Very kid-friendly.
I mean, I go to Red Robin when I just want to not be able to hear anyone around me because it's so loud, because every 3 minutes somebody's birthday is being celebrated, and then there's 15 kids within 10, you know, square feet of wherever you're sitting. Quick segue, first time, Kelly and I had Harrison, first time we decided to take him out into the real world after we had brought him home and kept him home for, you know, however many weeks it was. It was a terrible winter, so he's probably a couple months old at this point. bring him in his carrier. I smell something.
Oh, no.
Everywhere. We had we ran out of wipes. It was just everywhere. It was the most treacherous thing in the world. So, yeah, those are my fond memories of Red Robin, although the bottomless fries are pretty good. I know you don't like the potato-y fries.
Well,
but they're good.
That's an exception. I do like them there because they're, I don't know how they cook them, but they're a little bit better. And I get that garlic one.
Get in my belly!
Those aren't good. With the, yeah, I know exactly.
Yeah, they got the, about. You know, the minced garlic or whatever it is on them. I get those and, you know, I just love those. This one's all you.
It's okay. Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Number seven, like a thief in the night. While you hoes sleeping, I was taking dicks like a thief in the night. I made $1,680 while you were drooling on your pillows. Hashtag good morning.
It's a picture of a,
it's a glove, of a glove box.
Compartment just like full of probably $100 bills.
Like a sweaty 20s. Wad of cash in the glove box. She hadn't even gotten home yet.
Her parents are proud.
She's paying for school. All right. And next.
All right, this one's called Get Your Facts Straight. Things never change. People keep putting my name in their mouth about to see the bitch come out. And if you're going to talk shit and make sure it's true and not lies, I'm a meth head, not a crackhead. One like and 11 comments.
Wow. Wow. First off, you're bragging that you're a meth head and not a crackhead. Like, is a meth head like a high-class crackhead? Is there like a hierarchy?
That's right.
You know,
it's more of a chemistry degree than, you know, just being able to light stuff, I guess.
I saw Breaking Bad. It's, you know, it's quite a process that they go through to make that stuff.
That's right. That's right. That's for a college educated or high school educated, I guess.
All right, number nine.
This one's good. I've been Googling all over trying to find these, but I can't get them into my size. So you go ahead and read this.
They have special stores you can go to buy these things. Only slightly used edible panties. So somebody's selling these online. Right. Edible panties. Only slightly selling. Used. Only selling because I didn't know my boyfriend didn't like licorice. Fit size large, but you can eat around the waistband and retie smaller. Only worn once, like new condition. $40 or best offer.
Now,
would you pay for those? Please tell me $0.
The slightly used portion really throws me off. I'd probably have to at least, you know, try to bargain it down to $20. But the part I thought was funny was the response. And the first one is the response initially to it and said, trying to decide if this is a joke or not, OMG. And then the original person that posted it said it was only for an hour, plus I sprayed Febreze on them after, so doesn't that kill bacteria? No, that makes it better.
I wouldn't eat Febreze.
Exactly.
This doesn't even have words. You do right, this that, one. I need a good description on this one. This is my favorite one so far, by the
shame
way.
Shame on me. Yeah, this one's number 10. So let's Windex that mirror, which isn't even the thing, but it's a selfie that this young lady is taking of herself in the mirror, and she's kind of, you know, leaning down, and she's not completely clothed, but her young child is kind of standing behind her, almost one of those where she probably didn't know he was there until she saw the picture, yet somehow the picture still got out. So,
just to be a little bit more descriptive here, she's bent over doggy style with her pants down to her knees, and it looks like the little boy or girl behind her has her hand on her butt.
He could be. He could, you know, almost like he's trying to prop her up. But
he's smiling, too, like he's enjoying it. Maybe she's the babysitter.
I don't know. I just have to shake my head.
Number 11.
Number 11, say cheese.
Okay, this is a prison selfie. This is hilarious. So it's a girl on the visitor side of, you know, when you go to visit people and you sit in front of the windows and you each pick up the handset on the wall and talk to each other while the other person's in prison. So she's sitting there with a smile on her face with the phone, the prison phone, up to her ear, and the guy is on the other side of the glass also smiling with the, like, in striped clothing with the handset up to his face as well. And they're just sitting there smiling like they're, like, you know, at a restaurant or, you know, at a party, a birthday party, taking a picture. That's funny.
That's a good one.
Well, you know, this one's yours here.
All right.
Number 12.
Number 12. Didn't last long. Out of jail, loving freedom, but hating this bitch-ass tether.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our young friend there. And his comments there. Welcome back, LOL. The next one says jail again with 3 question marks. Glad to see that. Tether again. What's up, bro? When's she having that baby?
Oh, man.
Yeah, this one. We'll bleep. Keeping your nose clean. Love you, cuz. And then the last one looks like it's from his aunt. He got picked up again last night in jail less than 12 hours. So he was all excited to be out, but he didn't last very long.
You wonder if that's the guy from the previous picture.
It could be. It could be. He looks a little different. The first guy, you know, has a haircut kind of between you and I, and this other one looks like he's got a little bit more, but that could be a hat.
Could be. Could be. All right, number 13, don't leave stuff at her house. And this looks like it's from Facebook. The post says, I made $1,200 today selling all my ex-boyfriend shit. That's what we call, and then, you know, a hashtag and something, and then like a kissy sign and a bag full of money. And then
126 likes.
126 people liked it. And then the comment is, down payment on your new boobs, LOL.
Classy.
Everybody gets a Facebook account, you know. They don't weed these people out before they join up.
That's right. All right, number 14, silver lining. And it's a picture of a young lady there, and she's also posting on Facebook. And the title, or I guess her comment here is, drunk. Drinking for the first time in forever. Kind of glad I miscarried.
That's terrible.
Yeah, but you know, I think anybody reading it was probably glad as well.
She's from Canada. If you can tell, it says Rogers on the top of the phone. So I don't. Oh, I mean, right. I know I basically almost live in Canada, but I take no responsibility for any of those people. But the response is, "Oh yeah, normal people are glad their baby died just so they can drink." And then her response is, "F*** off if you're going to be like that."
Yeah, so she's just expecting people are going to be happy that she was able to get drunk and, you know, live her life. But, oh, man, some people you just can't teach them.
You just can't.
That's right. All right. Finally.
Number 15. Is it 15?
Yep.
No, it's 40. There's 46 of these. Well, we'll keep on going. Maybe do 20. We'll do 20. How about 20?
20 is good.
Okay.
I'll piece it all together.
15.
Right, number 15.
A match made in court. And it's a picture of a couple, and they have their ankles next to each other, their feet next to each other, and they're showing off both of them are wearing tethers.
Both got their ankle trackers on there to, I guess, solidarity through prisons.
What if they actually met in court?
Yeah, well, no, that's not unheard of. You know, if you've ever, like I said earlier, if you've ever watched Jerry Springer, that stuff happens all the time, apparently.
Because that's real.
Well, nobody makes this stuff up. It's all on the internet.
Man, all my friends on Facebook are boring. I gotta friend some of these. Oh wait, I moved on to the next one here.
That's all right.
Go ahead.
Number 16, one for the living room. And this, kind of like the young lady earlier, it's a guy, well, I guess they're clothes, and it looks like it's probably
a... She's doggy-style clothes.
She's, yeah, so he's kind of standing behind her and, you know, has a kind of a strange look on his face, so 27 people liked it.
And the comment says here, or the post itself said, here's one for the living room.
Yeah, again, these are more proud parents of these kids.
Let's see.
I'm glad you're getting this one.
Just not again. And it's a picture of a guy. No, we're going to talk about this. There's a picture. She's driving, and he's got his hand kind of down his shirt, not showing anything, but it says, Dad's playing with my nipple again. Oh, all right, number 18, Robert.
18, moving along. Perfect trolling. I got a long one here. Wow, I had a hunch this would work with regular AA, AAA batteries as well, and it does. Great life hack. Saved so much money. I was about to buy a battery charger. Glad I saw this. And it's a little picture that he's posted, and it says, did you know a smartphone microwave for just 1 minute will fully charge the battery? In 2005, Apple started a smear campaign to discourage customers from using this method to charge phones, as it would affect charger sales. Scientific studies showed that charging a phone this way is safe, and it's actually better for the phone's battery life, as an electrical current found in mains can fluctuate and damage the battery cell.
So... I wonder if this is the same asshole that made the video about drilling a hole in the bottom of your iPhone 7 to give it a headphone jack.
At Boonjack. Well, you notice it's posted to the Juggalo community, so they you know, blocked out part of it as if you couldn't find it. But I want to know what exactly a Juggalo community is. And
you know what you don't know what the Juggalos are?
I don't.
Juggalos are followers of the band Insane Clown Posse or ICP. Ah.
Well, now it's all coming full circle. It totally makes sense.
Yeah, so they probably actually tried this and thought that it was a good idea to microwave their phone. I'm just saying.
Well, based on the responses, I think most everybody understood that it was not something to do, but you know, maybe this guy did it and, I don't know, nothing burned down, maybe.
I like this one here. It's one of them says, apparently the plastic on glass of smartphones can take the heat, no problem. But beware, do not leave a silicone sleeve on. It will melt. LOL, had that happen the first time. Oops. It's okay to microwave the phone. Just make sure you take the silicone case off because that will get damaged in the microwave.
Well, there's one here. It says, this hack saved me so many times. Great post.
A lot of idiots out there.
Ours was in there 5 seconds and it won't turn on at all.
A lot of idiots.
It says to do it for 1 minute. Yeah, if you get it in there for 5 seconds, it won't turn on the whole minute, you know, unless the battery was completely dead. But
if it goes really dead, set your set your oven to 450 and just throw it in there for an hour.
That's right.
I think if you boil it too, that'll also help. All right, let's see. 19. Everybody needs a plan. I'm a 25-year-old unhappily married girl who needs advice. I married my boyfriend young because he has his own business and he could take care of me and my children. However, after 5 years, he still hasn't been able to give me a baby. He is quite a bit older than me. He is friends with my dad. Oh, Jesus. I'm beginning to think he may be impotent. I need a baby to make sure I don't end up with nothing if he decides to divorce me. My question is, if I get pregnant by someone else, will he still be obligated to support us? If he doesn't know the baby is not his and I put him down as the father, then he is responsible, right? But if he does a DNA test and finds out that he's not the father, I will be out in the streets. Will I be out in the streets? You should be out in the streets. Please, no negative comments as I'm trying to provide for myself and my child. I didn't finish school and I have no work experience. Well,
14 likes and 18 shares.
Yeah, I really wish I could see the comments for this one because I have a feeling that the people that responded might have not been as supportive as you as and I are. Would in this particular circumstance. No, yeah, if you can go pretty much bang anybody you want, and if you're married, that person has to take care of it. So I just answered the question for her. You're welcome.
All right, number 20, and finally for tonight, all caps means business. And this, you know, as the title says, this post is in all caps. It says, so my husband invites me to dinner, and of course he tells me to put pants on. Dude, I'm American, no respect to Muslim people, but when you married me, you married me for me. If I want to wear shorts or a dress, I will. I'm sick of being told what to wear. You know, I wore shorts and dress and tank tops before you said I do. So deal with it, because I'm not putting pants on for you or your family. I'm not going to burn up in this nasty hot weather. Venting feels so good.
First off, that whole thing was 2 sentences long.
I started to lose track reading it. That I was like, all right, where are we? I knew I was going to trip up in there somewhere.
So he wears shorts and dresses? Is that what I got?
I mean, we're saying he, but it's my husband, and maybe it is. I mean, it could be a gay couple, but it's not entirely clear by the picture. But who knows? There's a lot of confusion in there.
Yeah, I like the first comment. I know that's right. I wish you would hit me up. You act like you don't with your girl.
Deport his ass is the second comment. Put on some Daisy Dukes and tell them all to suck it.
Nice. So the great news is there's actually 46 of these. We just kind of went through the first 20 here, but we'll put the link in the show notes. So if you want to go and see some of these for yourself, or go through the rest of the 26 that are on there, feel free. But you know, this would take all night if we went through all 26. But funny stuff nonetheless.
Funny, good stuff. It makes you feel good about your life when you can see the suffering other people are going in. But if you do end up going through some of these, you know, let us know what you thought, which were your favorites, or, you know, if any of the ones that we read were your favorites, we'd be happy to hear it.
Yep. Let us know.
Yeah, let us know. Give us a call on our listener line, 530-882-BOBS. That's 530-882-2627. Or how else can they reach us?
You can reach us at thetwobobs.com, by email at hello@thetwobobs.com, on all the social things at Two Bobs Podcast, or just show up at our house and knock on the door.
I'll be the one with the lights off.
Yeah. I'll have lights on, so you know when you ring my doorbell, it'll actually work.
All right. Well, I think that's it for us. Unless you have anything else, I think we'll sign off and be ready to talk to everybody next week.
All right. See you guys later. We'll see you next week.
All right. Have a good night.
Preceding show is brought to you with joy by the Two Bobs. All words are their own and not of their respective employers. Music provided by Jewel Beat. To subscribe to the podcast, contact the Two Bobs, or for more information, please visit thetwobobs.com.